Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. We're really excited to welcome to our program today Melina Moy. We're going to speak with her not only about her musical journey, but what it's been like for her to share that with people as a singer, songwriter, and a musician herself. If you're just now hearing about Melina, we're going to tell you a little bit later. You can stay connected with her, as well as, of course, you guys will be able to hear the remix of her single, Are You the One, that's available now through our friends at Amazon.com or through your favorite online retailer. Melina, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live. We're glad that you can join us today.
Hey, thank you guys so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. You know, Melina, when I was prepping for this segment, the thing that I love about what you've been able to do is that you have been able to create the music that you love and then, of course, been able to realize that there's an amazing audience out there that loves music, you know, just as much as you do. I mean, what has that part of the journey been like for you to be able to be true to yourself in music, but then to know that people appreciate that truth?
You know, that's a great question. The thing about it is this. I think that for me it was like this. In the beginning, when you start to realize that you are so different and so unique, you start to realize that you're going to have to build your own platform. And I think what makes this so amazing is that right now in today's society with the internet and how this is, I like to say, such a do-it-yourself time, you can change your life. If you find something that you're extremely passionate about, something that you love, and one of the things that I'm really passionate about right now as well is initiative that I'm telling people about called Find the Great in You. At all of my music videos, what happens is at the end of the videos, there's something that you see called hashtag Find the Great in You. And I think that people's real job is to find that one thing that they are so passionate about, because that's the one thing that will change their life. No matter how quirky or different or unique people think it is, or people may think it doesn't work, 9 out of 10, that's the one thing that will definitely work for you because you love to do it. And then it will turn into making money. So for me, you know, just early on realizing that as a girl, a black woman who plays the guitar, but then who also plays the electric guitar, I'm a left-handed guitar player, and I completely play backwards. So I play upside down, and then I also like to blur genres of rock and blues and funk and soul. So when you look at it like that, I wanted to create the type of music that I wanted to hear. So the key for me is just to continue to find those people who love that sound as well. You know, and then what happens is you start to realize that there is a business to this aspect as well. So I think for me it's been a lot of just catering, a lot of hit and misses, but it's been quite a journey. And what I mean by that is even when you start looking at, like, radio, for instance, with the song Are You the One, I just always loved that particular record, and I thought it was a very radio-friendly record. But on the original version, I wanted to, you know, put my guitars in it and show different genres melting, and it was so amazing how certain radio stations was like, oh, you know, this has so many guitars right now. People aren't really doing guitars. It's, you know, I don't get it. This won't work. And then when we did a remix, it's amazing how that works. Then at the remix, it found a format. So I'm very fortunate, too, where just in a business side of it, to understand that, for instance, I did a single with Bootsy Collins called Chaotic. And this is the first song that came off my record, Rock and Roll Baby. And like I said, my sound is, I like to describe it as funk rock. And then we have this remix here, which is now bringing a whole new audience to Melina Moy. So hopefully people will discover my sound, my style, and decide if they want to stay.
Right.
But,
you know,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Melina, it's funny to hear you talk about that, because it takes a lot of courage to do what you just described that you have done. Because there are some people that, as you know, more so than I do, that there are so many people who are just so excited or interested or are passionate about trying to get in the door that they're willing to do whatever.
Right.
How did you find the courage to say, you know what, if I'm going to do this, it has to do and has to be in a way that I'm comfortable with and that is true to me?
Amen, and that's a great question. I think that also it is, as crazy as this sounds, I think it's also, it's just you. It's your upbringing. It's who I am, and I just wanted to, you can't be something that you're not. I always tell people, be yourself. Everybody else is seriously taken. And your handprint is everybody has a separate one. So that is really your calling card. We're all different. So no matter what, if you're going to lose, you might as well lose on your own terms. And guess what? You'll be able to wake up tomorrow, look at yourself, and feel good about everything. But 9 out of 10, because you're going to put so much passion into what you're doing, you are going to make it work simply because it's what you want to give. It's what you want to offer to people. So for me, that's kind of how – well, not kind of. That's how I see my music. And I just kept putting one foot in front of the other. And, of course, you're going to – that's life. There are going to be peaks and valleys. The main thing is to just try to stay on an even keel and to listen to what people say and get good people who understand the vision of what you want. I mean, look at it. For me, even the road is crazy. Even like just to continue to want to climb to go higher, you still need to each time you just bring on different people. And when they say that, you know, the same people say that everybody doesn't come with you on the journey. I think a lot of it is also they know their stop because they feel like, I won't be able to assist you any further because I don't want to go where you're going, and I don't even know how to tell you how to get to what you were trying to do. So your goal is you just keep navigating through, and I'm a firm believer that the universe, when you put something out there and say what you want, it's amazing how it actually steps up to help you when the time is right. It's amazing how that works. So I just want to say it's fate. Like just going, if I'm going to lose, I'm losing on my own terms. And like I said, right now, as with the independent scene, go for it. You have nothing to lose at all. Go for it. Create something that is different because there are millions of people right now online who are all doing music. And there's an audience for everybody. But if you do that one thing that you really love and that you are passionate about, because when things are bad and nothing's working, you got to still work that, even if everybody were to leave you tomorrow.
Right. Amazing. I think that is so true. For those who are just tuning in, he's on the Radio Dollar Online. You're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome to our program today Melina Moy. We're speaking with her not only about her musical journey, but what it's been like for her to be able to discover the truth that is in her own music and her own style and be able to literally share that with the world. Melina, and as I said in the beginning of the conversation, you've had people literally from around the world, many of who you're getting ready to probably meet coming up in the next month or so, who have been able to appreciate your music and to be able to let you know that through social media. I mean, what is that like for you to go from what you talked about, from being able to walk your path to do music that you love, and then, of course, to be able to hear from fans how much they appreciate it too?
Let me tell you something. I think that is it's amazing because the thing is I actually came to Los Angeles with $20 and I was homeless. I used to live in the street. I would eat 2 tacos and water a day. So to come from that, so you got to understand that coming from nothing and then seeing people really believe in what you're doing and then seeing the record actually out and then physically going to another country. I remember a couple years ago I had a chance to honor the Queen of England. So can you imagine standing on top of a castle, looking, hitting the last note, and then realizing, oh, my God, like I never thought that I would be honoring the Queen of England playing their national anthem. This is crazy. You know what I mean? Seriously, because, again, you're coming with just an idea, and then all of a sudden it turns into a real situation, and you're actually taking it, and people are identifying with it, like the single Hustler's Blues. Amazing to me. Switzerland, to hear people just come over and tell you exactly what that song means to them and how long they've driven just to get there to see you perform, unbelievable. I mean, for me, if I could personally say to everyone, thank you so much for allowing me to live out my dreams. This has been amazing. What can I do to help you live out yours? Because this is unbelievable what's happening in my life. But social media, that is the power of social media, how you can put something up, and then all of a sudden 50 million people in different parts of the world can take a look at it. You see what I mean? Right. I just got back from India. Unbelievable. I never thought about going to India. So for me to go over and do the Mahindra Blues Festival in India and to perform and just to meet and see the culture, meet the people, see how people live, to just really be involved in that, and then to go and just do a show, and it was amazing. And then the same thing going over to Poland. And then, you know, I'll head out to Germany, and then we had Switzerland and Italy. it's just been unbelievable. And then just really starting to see all the things that I learned about in school and then, you know, seeing it firsthand. And right. And for me, what's even crazier is, like, loving people, like, you know, if you said, oh, my God, you know, if you got Prince, you got Chuck Berry, you've seen DMC, all the Robin Thicke, all these people, and then suddenly Stevie Wonder, they become your friends and or these are people that you end up sharing the stage with, and they're telling you about your music. So for me, that's when it just gets like, this is amazing, you know? Yeah.
And you know what? You said something else that I think is, unfortunately, is not as common as it should be, Melina, and that is, of course, what you're saying to your fans, what can I do to help you? That is not something that people always hear, unfortunately, you know, when it comes to goals, because everyone, you know, kind of gets in their own little rat race, and they don't think about what other people can, you know, may need or that kind of thing. But I was going to ask you, though, when it comes to, you know, Rock and Roll Baby and even what you're doing today, do you think that the journey that you described, coming to Los Angeles with what you did, that really is what prepared you for where you are today, being able to appreciate what it really takes to make things happen?
Yes, and that's why I was going to say one of the main things is the journey is the most important, because you know why? Look at it like this. If you go to the gym, right, and you lift a weight, what happens is you can't lift a heavy weight, but you put on certain pounds each day, and it gets heavier, and then it becomes like it's not that big of a deal, and then suddenly you're lifting just a huge amount of weight. What has happened is your body's becoming conditioned. So the thing is, I'm a firm believer that, because I believe in God, and for me, I believe that God gives you exactly everything that you need, and I think that everybody has all the tools they need to get to where they really want to be. You just got to really tap into it. And so for me, I look at every piece of everything that's ever happened to me. Oh, my God, I needed those things. I didn't think so at the time. But, yes, all that reflects in my music, and it also reflects in my business sense. Your instincts are the most important things, the most important tools I think you could ever use, because they really do tell you what's going on. Your mind then starts to just go, well, you know, maybe I could. But your instincts right away? Oh, my God, especially because what it is you, it's like you're being blind trying to go somewhere. So you have to constantly use your instincts to decide, should I make this move with this person? Because this wrong move could tie me up for this much time. Or if I give this guy 50 grand, are they really going to work my things at radio? Or am I about to lose $50,000? You see what I mean? And that's where it comes into, you know, coming here and realizing, man, I had nothing. So I know when someone is full of SHIT, and I know when someone is trying to run a hustle on me, because I'm like, I, you know what I mean? I've been there, so I see it. So that's the great thing about the journey, and I think that, you know, with the Rock and Roll Baby, that's what a lot. I go back to Hustler's Blues. It was just my truth. A guy was promising me $1 million. I was at Homeland Security looking for the money. Next thing you know, I just felt so bad because this guy was full of it. I just sat down and started writing. And I had no idea that the song would become what it was. And to have Mr. Stevie Wonder say, wow, I really love this record. This is just the truth. It's powerful. And then to go to other parts of the world, and for some reason, that is one of the songs that so many people identify with. And I thought, wow, this was just something I wrote to make me feel good because I felt really bad. And I had no idea that other people would identify with this too. That's what I mean, is the power of song and music and melody. And more importantly, truth.
What a powerful thing. And I think what a great reminder for all of us. Melina, we've been talking about, of course, Rock and Roll Baby. And, of course, that's where we initially heard the single, Are You the One?
Yeah.
In March of this year, though, you released the remix. Talk to us about the remix and what it was like for you to not only do that, but also the video for this song.
Yes, thank you. You know what? For me, this was, every little piece of everything to me is so important because it's so hard to get anything done. So I'm always just so entirely grateful to everybody that comes out. But with this particular record, like I was stating, with the remix, I wanted to see if we could get it to, you know, find a home. So we were very fortunate that with this particular remix, Bjorn Polarbear, Soderbergh, he did the remix. Next thing I know, we finally got a song that really started to work at radio. And I believe just this week it might have cracked in the top 50. When it first was serviced, it was the most serviced record, second most added record in the country. And so now the goal is just to keep promoting it, get out there and try to move it up. And I'm going to put it out there, hopefully to number one. I'm just so excited that the response on this remix has been incredible. I mean, I'm just so excited because, again, when you put your heart and soul into something and you're just writing in truth, you just never know how it works. But, again, God is amazing. And then these things like this start to take place. With the music video, I wanted to definitely showcase because, again, when you hear the remix is exactly what it is. It's a remix. So
right.
With the video, that was from the original form of the record that's actually on Rock and Roll Baby. And as a guitarist, I wanted to definitely make sure that my audience was aware that I am also a guitarist. So, I wanted to definitely showcase a band, showcase playing, and then, of course, a love story, which I think is important. And the director is a gentleman named Mark Fusco, and Mark actually is a film director, and he worked a lot with Steven Spielberg, so I got very lucky in bringing him on to direct the video. So, again, you know, just telling him an idea that he came and said, hey, this is one of the options I think could be really good, and we went for it, and then that is the result. And I wanted to definitely make sure that we represented everybody, black, white, purple, green, rock stars, everybody.
Right.
Transgender, everything, you know.
Yeah, and that's definitely what we're able to see in the video for sure. If you have not
Thank
seen
you.
The video, you definitely have to go online and watch it. But if you have not heard the remix of the single, Are You the One?
Yeah.
Here is your opportunity. We got it through our friends at Amazon.com. You can, of course, get it from your favorite online retailer. We'll be back with our final moments with Melina Moy right after this. Stay with us.
Because there's something about the way you make me feel. Because I can't help but wonder if your love is real. For you're the one.
Life is much sweeter now that I found you. And I want you to know that I like this. So I hope that you're comfortable with me giving you the same love you give to me. So incredible. You fall off track, baby, I'ma help you get back on. I'm your girl, you're my guy. You came and changed my life. Turned this caterpillar into a
I can't help.
There you have Are You the One, the remix from Melina Moy, right here on Conversations Live through our friends online as well as on the radio dial. We are actually joined by the one and only Melina today. We're talking with her not only about her musical journey, but what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. You know, Melina, I want to ask you this question, and I think, you know, one of the things that you said that really I think will stick with me is, of course, the appreciation for what it has taken for you to get to where you are today. How has your idea of success changed over the years? I mean, I have found that as I've talked to people on this program, that I think when people hear that word success, many people have in their minds the houses, the cars, the, you know, the flashing lights.
Yep.
For you, though, how has the idea of success changed on your journey?
Can I tell you that is a fabulous question. What is so funny is people always ask me, hey, what is success? And the kicker is, really, success is whatever you really think that is. Because I'm going to tell you something. You can have the Porsches. I do have these things now. But I got to – and it's, the kicker is this. I'm still the same person. And all the time you'll hear everyone say, man, that's so successful, this, and this. And the truth is those things are great, but it is really like the fact that I actually had something in my mind that was like an idea that actually – became a track that actually was in a piece of paper that actually is online that people could actually buy. So to me, that is so successful because I know how hard it is just to get from point A, point B, point C. Everything else is just, like, seriously, is amazing. Because at the end of the day, you can have everything that you want, but main thing is, will you be happy? So you really need to figure out for yourself, what does success really mean to you? Because you can have everything. You can have everything you want. And are you happy? And what is successful? You can have $4 million. Is that enough? Is that success? So you got to decide that for yourself. But for me, like, and it's so hard because I'm so hard on myself because I'm the person that's like, my goal is I want to make $3 billion. And the thing about it is I really mean thank you so much for helping me to live this out because I'm having so much fun. Like, this is amazing to me. I came from nothing and, like, to travel around the world and to meet people. Like, this is crazy. This is insane that I get to actually do this and I make money. So I really feel like, man, what is it that you really want to do? My goal was I wanted to take $1 billion with a B and get in the tour bus and literally go house to house to say thank you. I'm not sure if you're a Melina Moy fan, but somebody was, and they helped me to get all this stuff. What can I do for you? What is it that you want to be, that you were passionate about? Because it's not too late. You can still do it.
Right.
What is it that you want? So that's kind of how I see my whole world, is because I just really wanted something bad enough, you know, and what happened was other people started to see it. And then success for me also was, imagine not, like, really going, what am I going to do, God? Jesus, you know, I'm a fool. I've done all this stuff. And you know, I'm down on my last penny. What am I going to do? Well, a gentleman heard my story, and this guy ended up selling his Ferrari, and he ended up investing over $500,000 in my company. That is the power of God. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
And then from there, you feel me? And then from there, I was like, oh, my God, because you feel like, that's what I mean when I say the universe, when you work in good intentions and you really treat people the way you want people to treat you, because I'm going to tell you something, that's another thing that's a part of this business. People, for some reason, they don't seem to get that. However, whoever you are in real life, because what happens is people like to help people that they like. Your talent is
right.
important, but you as a person is very important. Because at the top, it's a super small club of people. And you'll start to realize that they really want to help people that they like. So that's why it's important to just to your character. That's everything. To me, that's everything. No matter what anybody says, I'm like, I promise you, not one person that I've met in this life can say, you know, Melina's done this. Because at the same time, I'm like, I've been nothing but fair to people. And I
right.
treat people the same way I want to be treated. And this is what I would want somebody to do to me, because the truth, that is what someone did to me. They saw what I was trying to do, and it's not something you can do by yourself. So to me, on certain levels, are you kidding me? The fact to just come with an idea and people see it and they've made it happen and then have a guy to just say, you know what, let's dump $500,000 in this company. Are you kidding? I'm like, what? And then that happened, and then they had Sony Red step aboard. Then people kept going, and then you got your publicist, and you start to go and go and go. The kicker, which people don't know about that particular record, is That song was actually turned on the radio 5 times. I just kept believing in it that much. So you can see now why I'm so excited just to see it at number 49. And I'm so appreciative of you playing it, because I couldn't find anybody to work that particular record. And then finally we went with this remix. And then next thing you know, when I saw the second most added, I was like, oh my God, we're successful, because someone got it. Someone got what we were trying to do. I didn't care at that point. I was like, thank you, God. We're going to go all the way because someone got it. Thank you. Right. And then it started to climb, and it's continuing to climb. So now I'm like, thank you. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
Amazing.
I'm so grateful for everything. I'm so appreciative. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
And it really shows, Melina, the, you know, not only the importance of faith, but the power of it as well. Of course, we have to do the work, but the faith is definitely so important. And I think that's one of the things that has definitely been able to work in your favor. Again, everyone, Melina Moy has been our guest for this segment. Great conversation with you, Melina. I was sharing with Melina before we went on here. She's our 80th guest for the month of March. Really excited to have her as that milestone for us during what's been a very busy month for us here on the radio and online. Melina, let our audience know how they can stay connected with you, and of course, I know you're going back on tour. Let them know how they can stay connected with the schedule.
Yes, thank you. Again, you can find me at melinamoy.com, and same thing for Facebook, Melina Moy Music, my Twitter, Melina Moy, Instagram, my name, Melina Moy, and then, of course, my tour dates are always listed on my website as well as Polestar, but again, the way you spell my name is www.melinamoy.com. Please stop by, say hello, and like I said, I'm very active on social media, so I love meeting new people, and I look forward to seeing you guys when we head out in your neck of the woods, wherever that may be in the world. And a special thank you to Mississippi. I want to say thank you guys so much, because you guys have really been requesting the song Are You the One, and I really appreciate you, and I can't wait to get out that way to personally thank you.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so much for that, Melina. And look, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. Looking forward to our next conversation with you.
Thank you, and congratulations, and thank you for letting me be the 80th guest.
Look, the pleasure is definitely all mine. Definitely, we thank all of you for tuning in on the radio dial and online for another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Melina, and it was a great one. Don't worry, thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. For the radio audience, you can check with the local station to find out when the show will be re-airing for you, but our online audience can catch the podcast right now. The link is already on our social media site, so head over to facebook.com/CyrusWebb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWebb. We tag Melina on both places to make it easy for you guys to find her, but if you click on the link, you can listen to the show completely for free and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.